Reading 2. TV Advertising. Throughout the 1990s, network television studios in the United States found that many of their viewers were either turning to cable stations in the evenings or turning off their televisions completely to explore the Internet. Each year, there was a steady decrease in the number of viewers, and between 1998 and 1999 alone, there was a 5% drop in total viewers across the networks. This drop in viewers, however, has not lowered the cost of advertising. Networks can still claim an average of 7 million viewers for every show every night of the week. Cable stations only averaged about 4.8 million in 1998 for their top shows. With that many people watching, the price for 30-second commercial slots during a primetime show with high ratings remains at a premium. Networks usually sell most of the 30-second time slots for commercials during their primetime shows in the late spring and early summer. The networks charge companies based on the estimated number of viewers expected to watch each show during the next season. For the season starting in the fall of 1999, time slots for the popular show Ally McBeal cost $265,000 for one 30-second slot. Shows like Everybody Loves Raymond and Dawson's Creek averaged $150,000 per 30-second slot. The four major U.S. networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, sold $6 billion worth of advertising time for the 1999 season even before the season had started. That sales total was down from the upfront sales for the 1997 season, which were $100 million higher.